very much for calling. What can we do for you?
Yes, good morning, Jerry. I'm certainly not an advocate of the death penalty, but having said that, I'm wondering why they go through this weird combination of chemicals and ritualistic things like plunger one, plunger two, plunger three, when they have a drug at their fingertips that will kill a person with no pain, no nothing. They just go to sleep and they're dead. And that's if they heavily overdose them in a shot of morphine. I've had morphine in operations, and it's just you just ease on out.
Yeah.
And it's so
simple. You know, that's a very good...
And yet they have to go to this big ritualistic thing. Plunger one, plunger two, plunger three.
Yeah.
And does it work? No, we don't know. Secret drug, we don't know. I just don't understand it.
Well, apparently it's a combination of drugs that do a combination of different things. From what I understand, and trust me, I'm not a doctor, not really have ever played one on television, but I have slept at a Holiday Inn Express, so I believe I'm qualified. From what I understand, morphine and morphine-based products will have a different effect on different people. You're not really 100% sure exactly what's going to happen at any given time. Quite often, the death that arouses from or that results in an overdose of these drugs is from asphyxiation on your own vomit. That isn't really considered a quick, painless, and humane way to go. The combination of chemicals, from what I remember, is that one of the chemicals puts you to sleep. The next chemical will act like an anesthetic where you don't feel any pain. The next chemical is it stops the heart. The next chemical does something else. So it's a step-by-step process that is supposed to be painless. It's supposed to be quick. And it is supposed to be very, very effective. The flip side that I find very interesting about this, and I just found the information on this, the capital punishment by lethal injection has been thrown into turmoil a lot recently because the supplies of the traditionally used barbiturates have actually dried up. The companies are unwilling to manufacture and sell them for the purpose of capital punishment. Let's go to Mike in Weston. Mike, thank you very much for calling.
Well, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm very good. How are you?
Oh, so far so good. Two things. One, the guy was talking about the violence in Texas. A lot of that's illegals, and the stats on those really high. It's not, you know, if they were assimilated in and had the jobs and all that, it might make a difference. Mm-hmm. The other thing is I have a question. Our president is running around fundraisers all the time. Does he get to keep that money at the end of the time?
makes you wonder.
I believe there is a process that the president, if I'm not mistaken, is fundraising not for a presidential campaign, but fundraising for the Democrat National Convention, the Democrat Party, and they have the ability to disperse it within certain guidelines. If there is money left over.
Abilities that he does the fundraising or the interest in running the country as he does running around.
Well, yeah. Oh, I've got a story here, too, of him doing the fundraiser in Los Angeles.
Uh-huh.
He was in L.A. doing this fundraiser and driving the traffic insane. So much so that a pregnant woman was trying to cross the street into Cedars-Sinai Hospital. She was going into labor. And security said, nope, you can't cross the street. She sat there on a park bench for 30 minutes waiting to get into the hospital. Somehow, hospital staff were able to get to her and help her a little bit, which I'm kind of confused. How did hospital staff get to her if she couldn't get to them? Anyway, President Obama caused a little bit of a flack. Thank you very much for calling in and being a part of the show. I appreciate everything that you do. Joe in Wausau, thanks for calling. What can we do for you?
Yeah, I just wanted to comment on the death penalty thing. First off, I'm
sure.
All for it. I believe that if you commit a crime sitting of death, that it should be administered. But for people to say it's not Christian to support the death penalty, there's multiple references in the Bible that state otherwise. Starting in Genesis 9:6, says that whoever sheds human blood shall shall your blood be shed. And there's also multiple references in the book of Romans.
Sure. John or Joe, thank you very much for calling in. Let me play devil's advocate for a second. Kind of an ironic choice of words. You have to understand that when it comes to quoting Scripture, there's Old Testament and New Testament. And sometimes we get into trouble when we are taking Old Testament Scripture and applying it in New Testament light. You got to be very careful about doing that. There's a distinctive line between the old and the new. But it still doesn't change the fact that God is just. All right. Allow me now to go off on a little bit of a tangent and see if this bothers you any at all. This comes from the Free Beacon, freebeacon.com. The National Science Foundation has committed $10 million to build robots that will act as personal trainers for children in an effort to influence their behavior and eating habits. Does that bother you yet? The government has spent so far $2.15 million on this project. It is being led by Yale University. The project is called Robots Helping Kids and ultimately will deploy robots into homes and schools in order to teach English as a second language and encourage kids to exercise. The project will develop a new breed of sophisticated, socially assistive robots designed to help children learn to read, appreciate physical fitness, overcome cognitive disabilities, and perform physical exercises, according to the news release by Yale University when the grant was announced back in 2012. Just like a good personal trainer, we want the robots to be able to guide the child toward a behavior that we desire. That is from Brian Scassolatti, who is a computer science professor at Yale and a principal investigator for the study. Just like a good personal trainer, we want the robots to guide the child toward a behavior that we desire. What about a behavior that the parents desire? I don't see anything listed there. Okay. I understand that this is a robot that will help possibly children overcome physical disabilities, and that's awesome. That's great. But it's the whole behavior that we desire part that makes me a little uncomfortable. What we want to do is move these robots out of the laboratory and into the schools and homes and clinics, places where they can directly help children on a day-to-day basis. The need for this technology is driven by critical societal problems that require sustained, personalized support and supplements the efforts of educators, parents, and clinicians. Personalized support in the form of a robot. Oh, there's more. The article, I'm not sure that the individuals that are putting this together are aware of what they're saying. This is a government funded robot assistance project, and the creators have blatantly said, we are developing these robots so that the children will have the personal the behavior that we desire. I'm laughing because I'm not sure whether or not my head should explode at this point. Let's see here. At the end of 5 years, we'd like to have robots that can guide a child toward long-term educational goals, be customized for the particular needs of that child, and basically grow up and develop with the child. We want the robot to be the equivalent of a good personal trainer, a.k.a. the government robot shall be your parent, your best friend, and your advisor. You don't need anybody else but this robot. Wow. So I ask you, how do you feel about that? You comfortable with that kind of a project? Now, I know the guys, the reason that it's being taught, I know the what they're touting. We are helping school teachers and physical therapists and others to assist the children. We're here to, we're with the government. We're here to help. How are you as far as being comfortable, though, with a government-funded program where the robot, basically your kid's best buddy? I am not comfortable with that at all. What could possibly go wrong? Sure, it's fine. It's not enough that we already, through the school system and this Common Core crap, are indoctrinating the kids. No, we got to have a government-assigned robot buddy to make sure that everyone complies. I'm Seth Meehl. I'm sitting in for Jerry Bader. Let's take a break. What do you think? Call me, 888-455-1360. We'll be right back.
The Jerry Bader Show.